All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What's up, SportsMappers? Welcome to the fray. It's The Usual Suspects on a Way Back Wednesday theme, pre-2008. Anything about stealing, any combination, any
except
shape
this
or
song.
This
song except and our show opener.
Yes.
So you're hour number three.
Yes.
Your list is good, by the way.
Thank you.
I looked at
and
it.
I was complimentary of yours.
Yes. The only list that really sucked this week.
I can't really comment on hour number one.
What does the poll say, sir?
I don't know.
That your bot's warmed up?
What does the poll say?
I don't know.
He wouldn't have said that if he didn't know.
I didn't check.
Let's
I
be
promise.
Real.
Did not check.
He wasn't born in Kuntz yesterday.
Population 2099.
Oh, wow.
According to the 2016 census.
Oh, my goodness. That's not a lot.
So you may have not survived anyway. So it was a good thing that you didn't go.
By the way, the poll is has us dead even. Us being you and me, Nick.
Why do I all of a sudden get crapped on every week on Way Back Wednesday?
What are you talking about? From us or the listeners?
The listeners, yeah. Well, the listeners are crapping on them.
The listeners,
I mean, we pretty much crap on each other every Wednesday.
Oh, I get that. Well, but I don't... You guys have come a couple times saying that your list is head and shoulders, and I get nothing, so whatever.
Oh, my God. Are you crying right now?
No.
You have, Joel, you have 26% of the vote.
Yay.
Nick and I have 37% each.
Super. So, way to go, bots.
I think there's like 10 minutes left to vote, so.
Oh, really? Yeah, get them in. News of the day. Let's do it.
The race is on.
Oh, well, should we get these calls in before we do the news of the day?
LU Dina, has he ever called?
Nick,
yeah,
well,
yeah.
He's Nick wants Dylan to hold until at least 3:45.
No, don't do that.
Fort Worth Jay, hold on to. Let's just get news of the day real quick, and then we'll knock these
this
out.
This segment, I promise. Before we go to break, you guys
definitely.
Are both get in.
Big news of the day. We were talking about Le'Veon Bell, James Harrison, the one-time Steeler. His advice for Le'Veon, fake an injury. Get back. Get the paychecks rolling in. Fake an injury. Don't play, which is pretty dirty.
That is, yeah, don't do that. That's horrible.
So one-time Texans linebacker John Simon has a job again as the New England Patriots. Had a couple of injuries. They put both running back Rex Burkhead and linebacker Jawan Bentley on injured reserve, and they have signed John Simon, the one-time Texan. So there's news there. News out of college football is kind of big, especially since the A&M matchup with Clemson when the Dabo Swinney moved to insert his freshman quarterback, Lawrence, over the incumbent Kelly Bryant started to stir things up. We had our second quarterback controversy of the year in college football, just Tua Jalen in Alabama. Now Kelly Bryant, because he was sent to the sidelines, has decided he's done. Trevor Lawrence as the starter, so therefore he said it felt like a slap in the face. He's going to transfer. He wants out.
I don't know how I feel about these kids doing that. I understand that these blue chip kids want to play, and then there's a competition. They're not guaranteed a starting spot, and then when they don't, because they think they're going to get it, because. You know, they think they're obviously the best maybe at their school or in their district. And then when you get to college, it's a lot different. And there's going to be a competition. But if you lose the job and then you want to transfer, half of me says, why are you being a whiny baby? Get better. Go win the job. But then the other half of me says, hey, look, sometimes you come up against a kid. You might be really good, but that kid is just either better. There's politics involved. Don't mistake that. There's definitely politics involved, I'm sure. Coaches do want to win, but sometimes part of that is politics. And as a recruit, you might get upset. And I would want to play. I've only got 4 years. I'm probably not an NFL quarterback. I want to play for my 4 years and not ride the bench. So I'm not gonna begrudge them that either. So I don't know. It's 50. Half of me understands the kid wanting to play and transfer, and the other half is like, get better, win the job.
So. He made the statement that basically said, I've never been a distraction. I've done everything they asked me to do. I feel like it's a slap in the face. And that's why he wanted to transfer. And I really think that Dabo handled it very well, Dabo Swinney, the head coach, because he said, look, he won the job after Deshaun Watson left. He actually beat out the number one high school quarterback in the country in Hunter Johnson and another recruited quarterback that we had. Both have gone on to play elsewhere. He won the job. He was our starter last year. He did a great job. And he came out of camp slightly ahead this year, so he continued for these first four games. But I felt like he's been given a fair shot. At the end of the day, it's not middle school. There are tough decisions that have to be made at this level. You got to do what's best for the team, and I did that. So at least he kept it real and honest.
That.
And he didn't,
yeah.
He didn't spin it. Because here's the other thing. He could have not told him for another week,
yep,
and he would have lost this last year of eligibility if he redshirts. So by Dabo doing what he did when he did it, he actually saved the last year of his eligibility so he could go somewhere else and play. So the coach actually did you a favor.
It appears that way, yes. Yeah, yeah it does.
So there's that. Interesting, the Astros are playing the Blue Jays today because Coach Gibbons, the manager of the Toronto Blue Jays, is rumored to be fired at the end of the year. So John Gibbons is out. Looks like the Blue Jays will join the ranks of looking for a new manager, along with the Texas Rangers and possibly the Angels, who are also rumored to be moving on from Mike Socia. So the baseball rumors are coming out.
I like it. Nothing like a good hot
stove. We've already been asked several times about, you know, who we think between Girardi and Brad Ausmus, Dusty Baker. You know, all these guys could have jobs next year, not just a couple of them. It could be that they all have jobs based on how many jobs are opening up right now.
Yeah, there's always going to. That's the thing that I just have never understood about coaching is they just keep recycling. Like Dusty Baker, I get it. He's done some great things, but you just see his name pop up over and over. And it's like these guys get fired for a reason. Sometimes you lose the clubhouse. Sometimes you just don't have good players. It's always fascinated me to see that a guy that gets let go because of poor performance gets another job somewhere else. And
I'll
they do
this.
Good for a while, but then they don't. That's just the nature of the beast. AJ Hinch is not going to be great forever.
No, but I get you on Dusty in previous jobs, maybe. But this last time, I think he got the short end of the stick with the Nationals, and they wanted to get that young and hip and cool manager, Davey Martinez, and thought he was, you know, he had sat long enough under my man in Chicago, Joe Madden,
mm-hmm.
that he deserved a shot and that they, you know, they were going to lose him if they didn't get him right away. They made the move. They're worse off for it. So Dusty Baker actually looks good this time around, but I'm with you. The retreads in baseball and in football.
Yeah. But football, a lot of times you see guys just kind of go back to being an OC.
Thankfully, now a lot of coordinators are getting looks.
Rarely do you see a guy go back to just being a bench coach.
Yeah.
They get recycled. They don't, I don't know. It's weird.
So, yeah, that about, and Jameis Winston back at Buccaneers practice today. He was working out there yesterday, and he did a really, really good job of skirting the issue that everybody wants an answer to that no one's going to give you, which is he just said he's happy the team is winning, and he's happy to be back, and he wouldn't address anything about who should be starting at quarterback.
Yeah, but that's the thing. What do you mean you're not going to address it? So you're just going to ignore the elephant in the room then? You're just going to pretend like this isn't an issue. You're not the starter.
And oh, by the way, when you were talking about earlier, too, with Fitzpatrick, you realize he's thrown not for more than 300, for more than 400 yards in each of the first three games of the season?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. And like you said, he bounced back after a rough first half to have a really good second half against the Steelers. So, all right, so that's news of the day. We got a couple calls we got to get to. So, Barry, take us home. Which one you want to get first?
Who's been holding the longest? Fort Worth Jay has been on the phone the longest, so we'll go to him first. Fort Worth Jay wants to talk about a place in Texas. What's up, man?
Gentlemen, how art thou?
Man, how you been, brother? I haven't talked to you in a while.
I know it's been a minute, man. I've been listening when I can, though. The job, sometimes I'm not in the car when y'all are on the air. But, so, I went to this little high school, little peer high school. I don't know if I've told y'all this before. But it's right between, it's land annex, right between Arlington and Fort Worth called Kennedale's 3A school. So, of course, there aren't a lot of 3A schools in the city. So, we would have to play schools like Forney and Hillsboro and Alito, and it was crazy the towns they had to go to. So in 98, it was the first time our entire basketball team was black, and I was a junior. And I started, and we were ranked number 3 in the state and picked to win state. We played an off-season game in Frisco, Texas. Ask me what the mascot is.
What is the mascot?
Raccoon. And I'm telling y'all this because of the little coach joke y'all had going. So we walk into the gym, and, you know, you ain't got to say it on air, but if you can imagine the abbreviation of the mascot name, both walls behind both goals. So every time we shot a layup, every time we got back on defense, every time it was a rebound, a scuffle, you can imagine what we saw.
Came raining down on you, huh? I said they came raining down on you, huh?
Bro, we beat the dog feces out them boys simply for that wall. On that note, y'all have a good one.
Appreciate it, Forrest, Jay. That's funny, man. That's funny.
Good stuff.
All right, L.U. Dillon has been holding for a while. He wants to talk about Koontz, Texas. What's up?
What's going on, guys? I appreciate you taking my call. Now, I had to step out of the truck a minute ago, so I may have missed it. I have a backup if I did, but the gentleman that called originally about Koontz, did he tell you how Koontz got its name?
No. Is this going to be clean enough for radio?
Absolutely. Guys, come on. I mean, really, of course. Anyway, so the story very briefly goes, 1800s, you know, guys are prospecting the Southeast Texas over here, the 409, as some call it, and there's a creek, body of water called Village Creek, runs right through Koontz, runs through Lumberton, runs through Sealsby, all of Hardin County over here, right? Well, these prospectors living on game meat, of course, you know, they're roughing it out there, and they're floating down a canoe, and by God, one of them just has a little chemical reaction going on, so he has to hang one off the side of the canoe, and the story goes, the sound it made when it hit that Village Creek water was Koontz.
I'll do it for you. Wow.
Not your best work.
Absence of OU Mike has made L.U. Dillon turn into him.
I feel like, yeah, that was such an OU Mike call.
It really was the whole time.
No points.
The whole time, it sounded like a younger version of OU Mike.
That was very, he does sound like OU Mike.
Even when he's not trying to.
I looked at, because as he started telling us the story, at first I thought he was being serious. So I'm like, oh, we're going to find out how Koontz got its name. Maybe it was named after someone. Turns out it was. It was named for Herman and Augustus Koontz. But Koontz describes itself as the big light in the big thicket.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the irony. Oh,
just can't write the irony.
That's pretty great.
Wow.
All right. Do we have time for KJ's call or do we need to go to break? We're good? All right. Let's get a KJ call. He wants to talk about my show getting canceled. KJ, what's up?
Hey, man. Hold on, man. Now, I thought you just promoted this show and Koontz and it got canceled that quick? What happened?
Literally, while I was promoting it, the promoter sent me a message, not knowing, I guess. She was like, hey, the headliner got called to another gig last second, so we're going to postpone it. Are you free on these dates? I was like, well, I literally just told thousands of people, especially
millions, my bad.
But especially in the Beaumont area where they probably would have came, I literally just told them about it. Now I have to go in the air and look like an idiot and cancel it. She's like, I know, my bad. I tried to. So, yes, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. So a friend of mine, which is name, it goes by James the Riff, who's been listening to John Lance all the years. He's a avid listener. 975 text me and remind me I think he's from that area. He says he knows it way too well. And he probably said they really couldn't just get you security because the population is 2,099 people and 2,000 of them are thugs. So maybe you need to bring some security with you when you go, according to my boy. Now, I got something for you that I heard y'all talking about, you know, the coach and talking to the owner and so on and so forth. And somebody called a couple of days ago saying how when the Astros let Bo Porter go, and I was even like, dang, man, as soon as they hired a man, you know, with a not good player, blah, blah, you have to talk to your boss on a, you know, regular basis just to keep them updated, you know. But when you're doing well, You don't have to talk to him that often. When you're losing regularly, he's going to ask you what the world is the problem. And as far as y'all were talking about how the coaches have to trust each other, that's one of the biggest reasons why we had the situation, or they, not we, but in society, we had a situation in Penn State. Because they know once you go back and you be the whistleblower, you basically looked at as a snitch, and no one trusts you, and you never get a job in that industry again because they know or they feel like you may go back and say something that should not be said at any particular time. Anyway, Bear, if you need me to help you with security, man, don't call me because I'm not helping. I'm not going down there with you. Have a good one, bro.
Appreciate it, KJ. He makes some good points about the coaching. I don't know that I would go as far as the using it in the as a Penn State analogy, but I understand the point he's trying to make.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, we still got plenty more of the show to get to, so we want you to hang in there. We'll take you till 4. Blitz will take you till 7. It's a simulcast on SportsMap 94.1 and ESPN 97.5. Right now, I do want to tell you also about the good people at Texas Can Academies. I've been telling you about them for quite a while. It's a great program here in the Houston area that helps kids in H-Town get a second chance at getting their education. And it's all because of donations from good people like you. What I mean by that is if the hurricane hits you and you lost a vehicle or you got a car that's collecting rust and dust and it's not working anymore, you just don't want to put any more money in by paying a tow truck driver to come and get it, you don't have to. You just pick up the phone, you call 713-225-4226 or you log on to carsforkids.org. You tell them what you got, you tell them where you live, and they do the rest. They come to you with the tow truck, they do the paperwork, you get a tax deduction, you mention ESPN 97.5, you get a $50 gift card, and the process goes from there, because that's when it really starts. Your donation is turned into resources that kids desperately need so they don't have distractions when they're hitting the books. That could be anything from meals to book money, eyeglasses, bus fare. It's all taken care of based on your donations. So that's why I ask you, if you have been thinking about donating or you think you might be able to, it could be a truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, trailer, car, or whatever. Running or not, just pick up the phone, 713-225-4226, or log on to carsforkids.org. Right off the car, not the kid.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back deep into final hour of the big show. It is Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Way Back Wednesday. Songs pre-2008 that have anything to do with stealing. And as you know, we try to stay pertinent and we try to keep it real. So with that being said, we get several of the calls out of the way last segment, but Lawrence is still holding. Lawrence wants to talk about Jalen Hurts. Lawrence, what's up? Lawrence. Lawrence going once. Lawrence.
Okay.
All right.
Gone.
See ya.
We tried, Lawrence.
We did.
We did try.
And he's a suspect, so yeah. You want to take care of him, but...
That sucks. It's funny, several people were tweeting to me. I didn't know there was a place to do comedy in Koontz. And then I told them where, and they were like, ooh, be glad you got... What? What's the... What was what? I don't know. It doesn't. I've done biker bars. Nothing really.
You're
scares
white. You'll
me.
Be fine. Let's be honest.
as long as you hadn't traded in the truck yet.
As long
you'd
as they
be fine.
See you yeah. when you talk and they're just not hearing your voice.
If you're you good. Still had the truck, you're good.
I'm gonna have to ratchet up the whiteness. Be like, howdy, y'all.
Come up there with a bag right. of Chick-fil-A.
Just you get white. That static sticker, not a real sticker
oh.
that you can. Put your Confederate flag sticker on the back window and then just take it back down?
I would never sell out like that. No way.
Well, Devo, Chris Davinsky off to a fine start for the Houston Astros.
Gave up a two-run Jimmy Jack, or was that two solo?
No, I'm pretty sure it was a two-run bomb.
Oh.
I do want to let you guys know, too, that Fred Fowler is involved in a pub crawl, by the way. So that you want to get involved in it, you absolutely can. They're crawling until they can't walk. It's ESPN 975, SportsMap 94.1, and it's a Houston thing. It's Saturday, October the 20th. It's the Sports Pub Crawl. Biggest group of Houston sports fans repping their teams while hitting the hottest pubs, bars, and restaurants right on Main Street in downtown. So get in now before the prices go up. For just $20, you'll cash in because you get a limited edition Houston Sports Be Someone shirt, pub crawl wristband, cup, and koozie, and then drinks are just $3. Tickets are available at htxpubcrawl.com, but hurry before the prices go up. $20 is a good deal, so get in on that when you get a chance.
Cup and koozie.
No, Nick, there was nothing but a kuntsy.
I should dong myself for that.
Yes.
You both should.
Dong.
Thank you. God.
What do you mean you both?
Because that was the first one.
You said it too.
I just repeated what he just said.
And you also didn't say it. You said the bad word.
I repeated what Nick said.
I didn't say that. Why are we always blaming each other for this stuff? I don't understand.
And by the way, Nick, you didn't say the word because you said C at the end.
Whatever.
So I'm sticking up for you there.
Appreciate it.
Polka dots and our number one.
Oh my goodness.
Who won the poll, by the way?
Barry.
Okay.
No, I don't know. I didn't look.
I was hoping you'd be like, this idiot right here.
Everybody hated Joey Crawford as an official in the NBA because he made it about himself more than he did about just the game and falling into
Yes,
Cowboy totally. Joe West, the major league umpire. Same way. And as Joe West gets older, we found out that he still tries to be bigger than the game and about that game. Well, last night in Arizona, he made an issue of the fact that the TV cameras alongside the dugout were 6 inches over the railing and might get in the way of play, to which Bob Brenly, the ex-manager, the ex-player, and now the broadcaster for the Diamondbacks, had a little something to say.
Their crew chief is the Cowboy Joe West, who's having, I hope, some fun with the camera crews here. Joe does not like the lenses to extend over the fence there, and he's giving the camera people a very hard time as they try to bring you this baseball game.
Yeah, it's amazing. He can see a camera leaning an inch over the railing, but he misses strikes by 6 feet.
That is so great. So fantastic. Great. I love commentary like that. I mean, you know, I like a good ribbing, and you don't really expect that from guys in that profession like that. That's great. That's
yeah, it was stuff. Funny stuff.
And dead on ass accurate, too.
Well, yeah. I mean, next to Angel Hernandez, Joe West is probably the most scrutinized of all the officials. And we know what happened with Joey Crawford in the NBA the same way. When you try to make it about yourself instead of the game, remember he threw Duncan out that time for laughing on the bench, and he assumed it was about him. And that's when they were like, okay, that's enough.
You said Angel Hernandez. Speaking of Angel, I want to give a shout-out to Angel. He said, hey, guys, I love the show. My name is Angel. That was the whole text.
Okay.
We appreciate you. Thank you, Angel. Well, I assume it's...
Make some better calls on the field, but we appreciate you listening in your spare time.
Also, got this text from White Magic. Good to see him back in the...
Hey!
Yeah, but he said, Barry, please let me roast battle you.
Oh, boy.
You don't want the
smoke. Haven't you learned your lesson, sir?
You don't want the smoke. You're already 0-1. You don't want to go down 0-2. Mm-mm. You don't want this. You don't want none of this White Magic.
Hey, is Lance Zierlein coming up next?
Oh, let me see if I can find him.
There you go.
Maybe
not. The possibilities are endless.
We'll see.
There you go. All right, we'll be back with more. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to The Usual Suspects. If you didn't hear, we are crawling until we can't walk. Join ESPN 97.5, SportsMap 94.1. And it's a Houston thing, Saturday, October 20th, on the first annual Houston Sports Pub Crawl. It's going to be the biggest group of Houston sports fans repping their team or teams while hitting the hottest pubs, bars, and restaurants downtown right there on Main Street. Get in now before prices go up. It's only $20. But you'll cash in because you get it comes with a limited edition Houston Sports Be Someone shirt, pub crawl wristband, cup, and a koozie, and $3 drinks. For more information and tickets, they're available now as well. You can go to htxpubcrawls.com. That's htxpubcrawls.com. Hurry before the prices go up. Joel is gone. He had to run some folks to the airport.
Okay.
So are you going to do Joel?
No, that was just that was just Trinidad. That was my Trinidad James. It actually the complete opposite of Joel.
If there was ever a Joel, yeah, I'm with you on that. That's the voice of Lance Zierlein. Going to join me for a segment, maybe two. I don't know.
I'm around.
You busy? Man. You good to four?
I was just watching Brazilian prison fights right now.
What?
Yeah, that was my YouTube Brazilian rabbit hole.
Is that a?
Yeah, that was one of my rabbit holes. So I don't even know how I got there.
I was going to say, let me guess how you got. How you ended on Brazilian prison fights was you started off looking for a Brazilian steakhouse. No. And then you clicked on a link and it had a video of a Brazil, like the inside of a Brazilian steakhouse. And then the next recommended video was a Brazilian prison, the inside of a Brazilian prison. How it happens.
That's how it happens. Yeah. It doesn't take much. No. This is a more direct one. This is a lot more direct, actually. There was an old YouTube, like I have a bunch of browsers opened up. Well, one browser. Whatever,
I get it.
A bunch of tabs,
we all do that alone.
But I keep a lot of them. Like I keep certain football ones open for my draft stuff, and then I use the same computer in here that I use. So I've got all these stories that I didn't get to today on the radio.
Right.
Like one. Here, I'll give you one right now. No. Okay. Wait. Stay on track. And then
I love that he talks to himself. Focus, Lance. Focus. Yeah. Focus me.
So one of the things, I was going through my tabs and closed them. I probably had like 20-some-odd tabs. And one of them was an old leftover tab that said, 5 guys who are most likely to get shanked in prison.
This literally sounds like me with porn. It's a lot of tabs. And the last one is 5 guys getting shanked in prison. I'm like, I'm not opening that one. All right.
So it was a YouTube video from a guy who's been in prison. Like, what's up? It's fresh out. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
These 5 cats are definitely going to get shanked. Like, it's kind of entertaining.
Yo, like and subscribe.
And so he goes, and I'm telling you, it's no joke in there. Like, he goes, and we got it good. The U.S. prisons, I saw some stuff in a Brazilian prison fights that I couldn't even keep watching. It was that bad. I'm like, let me search Brazilian. And it literally YouTube Brazilian prison fights. And then I realized why fast. It had to do with beheadings.
Oh, really? I just thought it was like maybe some wild jiu-jitsu going down.
No, there was.
I figured it would all be Brazilian jiu-jitsu in a Brazilian prison.
That's what I thought, except for the fact he basically told me not to search it and like, don't look at Lemon Party. I'm like, what's Lemon Party? Like the same thing. Like, remember that back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you would try to trick people. We would try to trick people.
Hey, does this website open for you?
Yeah.
And then you send it to someone?
Hey, what's the goatsy thing? Have y'all seen? I can't open this.
You a fan of Blue Waffles? What? You ever been to Lemon Party?
Nope.
No?
Don't.
Yeah,
don't.
Nope.
Don't. It's something. It's one of those few ones where you're like, you'll never unsee it.
It's NSL. It's not safe for
life.
Oh. You don't need it in your life at all.
So you, how many Brazilian prison fight videos did you watch?
So I took one, and then I realized 2 drug cartels, like, it was a revenge fight, like riot and all this stuff. And like, it was just terrible. I just like, I'm on the wrong.
So thing. Brazilian prison sucks.
I had already assumed it.
I mean, I'm
honestly, I didn't really need a Yelp rating to let me know.
One star. The bread is stale.
This is so bad in here. That's dirty. Food's terrible. Hepatitis, rapes, beheadings. Do not recommend this place at all. Save yourself the time. Don't come. Like, don't worry.
That is legit. Do you use Yelp a lot?
You know what? I use it. I do for food stuff. Like, usually I do find that Yelp is usually fairly accurate, relatively accurate for food stuff. It gives me ideas of things to look into. So, yeah, I'll use it on the go, because mainly it's the GPS feature where search nearby is kind of a, that's kind of a
it makes it easier for you.
On the
especially
road.
If you're somewhere you don't know where
yeah,
you're
yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. If I go, like, I'm in Portland in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And I'll use, if I want to go eat somewhere good, man, dude, I don't know. I'll ask around, but I'm like.
I got some spots for you in Portland.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. I was just in Portland this summer, and I've been, you know. But yeah, there's some good food spots in Portland, depending on what
that surprises
like.
Me. I don't feel like Portland would have, like. I don't
you
feel
kidding?
Like,
dude, yeah, Portland was no. Portland was has had great food stuff.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. No, there's some really fantastic.
I mean, I
food,
figure like coffee and stuff like that.
Yeah, but
be...
where you get that, you also have like I went in 11, 13, and 14 to do SEC guy.
Mm-hmm.
They flew me up there, and I did a 1.5 hour improv dressed up in a white tuxedo
it.
And all that
I
stuff.
I saw
yeah.
that video.
My voice was kind of messed up at the time, but yeah, I did SEC. They flew me up there. Like, so y'all gonna pay for my flight? Give me a $500 in cash. Two rooms where I said, my buddy Chris also, I'm like, let's go, bro. I said, can yeah. I get two rooms? Yeah, no problem. At the hotel, like, cool.
Dude.
So we made a dude's trip. Then they put me up at a casino the next night because a Green Mountain Casino or something was paying for it. That was pretty dreary. Like, it just felt like a bunch
That's
of
sad.
Losses in there. Yeah.
yeah.
I played poker. I mean, I played blackjack, and, like, I just started losing. I was like, this is going to be a bunch of losses in this dingy, dreary place. And then we went to USC, Oregon, which is really cool, too. So it was an awesome trip. And then they did the same thing the next year. And then the third year was the last year I did it. But Portland was really cool. It's not cool anymore. Not to me. They have ordinances where they, like, allow homeless people to just sleep on the streets. And it's not going to be. And I'm not saying, like, you know, I understand people. You know, I'm not trying to make light of it. But what I'm telling you is they're like, no, we're good. You post up wherever you need to. We're good. We're the cool city, man. We're down.
No,
we're
you totally... got.
So now people moved. People who lived there said, "Dude, it's people have moved to Portland because they know." Let's roll.
The homeless have
yeah,
gotten because they
the
know
spot,
they'll be.
And it's gotten aggressive, like aggressive panhandling. I broke up with two homeless dudes.
Guys got
a
square.
They were fight too. Yeah, exactly.
All I got is plastic. That's cool, man. I got a square on my iPhone.
Homeless...
How are you homeless with an iPhone?
Two homeless dudes started fighting, and I was with my wife and kids were walking down the street going to a restaurant, and I pushed them in the side, like a side street, and said y'all stay here, I don't want them to see any of it. And
yeah.
I went over there and checked it out, and I was gonna, because everyone else was standing around because everyone else was
style?
homeless. It was
your prison style.
It was not, no,
nobody
it
got beheaded.
No, it wasn't that
oh,
bad.
Dang it.
But I can tell you this: before I broke anything up, I'm checking everyone's hands. I'm like, I want to make sure I don't get caught up in a razor
no
or some
MC.
Glass. I don't need
trying
any
to get
of
the HIV.
I don't
none
need,
of that.
I need none of the hepatitis no. in my life. A, B, C, none of them. Zero. So then I kind of broke it up. There's a break in the action. I kind of broke it up, and both of their girlfriends / wives or whatever. Which I don't think it was by law. I think it was like by street.
Oh, really? You don't
and
think they went
like,
down to the JP?
And like it always is the case with these fights. No, there was no JP. But like it always is with these fights, there's always somebody who is like not a peacekeeper at all. They're making it worse. Get your bitch ass down. She's yelling at the other day. I'm like, hey, hit your girl because I'm trying to keep. And they were both real cool with me. Like, yeah, we're good. And I'm like. Are we good?
Can I get my family now?
And so they broke up, and then the one guy tells me, I'm like, is everything cool? You all right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. He just, you know, he put his trash in my bag, and man, that is not going to work for me. That's not cool. And his bag was a trash bag. true story. His
You're
bag
like,
was
I mean,
trash
I kind of see why.
No, I know. Like, I wanted to say that, but I think the other guy was homeless too, and I think it's one of those just like, on site, like it's go time on site. If one homeless guy puts something in, like, you know, I think that's one of those street code things for the homeless
yeah,
guys
yeah.
where you do not put trash like, in somebody's trash bag suitcase thing, or it's gonna be
it's like you're my bitch now. Like, yeah,
so
you carrying my stuff now.
Yeah, so they
you're my wife.
so they went at it, I broke it up, but it was like it was just a lot of it's not great for family, I can tell you
she
that.
You're out
so,
here breaking little, up homeless fights.
I know.
You should do like Yelp reviews of homeless people fighting. Like, I don't want to watch this again. It was boring. And
yeah. Portland has changed so much. The fighting is now, while the fighting is still clean between the homeless and there hasn't been knives interjected as much, but
it's just not the same. It's not as entertaining.
One guy at the gas station even told the homeless guy was coming up to him and was like,
Because they have to pump your gas there, by the way.
Yeah.
Just so you know that.
Is that still a thing, or did that go away?
It's still a thing. It's going to mess you up and being in Oregon and, like, you get out and try to pump gas. No. They pump it. But I just last thing quickly, the homeless guy came up and was asking for money, and the guy running the gas station said, I don't have anything for you, and you need to get your ass on. And he goes, I come back here when I find my other shoe and see what's up. And that guy said, you gonna catch an ass whoopings, what's up? And he turned to me and he goes, man, they gotten a lot more aggressive, but I got something for him. The guy pumping the gas, I'm like, I'm sure you do, sir.
Oh, my God.
Can you get me my unleaded and get me out of here?
Not fight a homeless guy while I have to stay here?
Vancouver was cool. Portland, man, that is not the Portland.
You got me all hyped now. I can't wait.
No, when you go, man, I'm just telling you.
Get I'm going to have so many good stories and
get
material.
Get your push-ups in because you may have to go.
Wait, why are you filing down a toothbrush? Oh, I fly to Portland next week.
You will absolutely have some stories of Portland, though, for
really?
Sure. Oh, yeah, 100%.
All right, that's Lance Sterling. We got one more segment left, and then the Blitz takes over. We'll be back. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
All right, welcome back to The Usual Suspects. One segment to go, and then the Blitz takes over. This is hour number three. This is Joel's, right? Is this still Joel's hour?
Yep.
Way Back Wednesday. Theme of the Way Back Wednesday this week is centered around stealing. So whether it's been caught stealing by Jane's Addiction.
Love that one.
Yeah, this is, what is this called?
Steal My Sunshine.
Yeah, Steal My Sunshine. So.
One hit wonder.
Oh,
I
for
got
sure.
This whole CD.
Really?
I swear to God.
Anything else?
It was actually all right.
Anything else good on it?
Yeah, it was actually like there was two or three songs. That they did one with Biz Markie that was pretty good called What's My Name.
Okay.
But it was actually, but this is the only song.
Yeah, that was really worth it. I hope this was back in the Napster days and you didn't have to buy it. You just downloaded it.
No, I actually bought it. I think.
Did you? Did you?
I did.
Were
I
you in on Napster? Did you have?
No, I got on LimeWire where I picked up about 150,000 viruses and
seven songs.
Yeah. Great until you catch that first virus, man. LimeWire was fantastic.
Actually, I wasn't on I was not on Napster. I was on another one back in 2000. I was on a different one. 2001. There was a different one that wasn't Napster, but it was something else. So yeah, I got a bunch of music.
Man,
that way, that was way too easy.
I don't know if you remember this. You probably do because you were pretty technical back in the day, even, and you always have been. But I had an ISDN line at my house.
You did?
Yes. This was
why?
During. Just because I was an IT nerd and I, you know, I would do a lot of remote work, but so I could, my internet was considered blazing fast at the time.
Dude,
this was
minute.
Back with like 56K dial-up.
This is still dial-up though.
Yeah, this was back in the day when most places had 56K dial-up on a modem.
Yeah.
And I had an ISDN line run to my house.
So you could bypass the whole dial-up completely? Or
yeah.
You still had to dial-up?
No. It was like, well, not ISDN. What was the name? No, it wasn't ISDN line. 128K.
No,
DSL, you thinking?
No, this was prior to DSL. I'm pretty sure it was an ISDN line.
ISDN
not a
T1.
Not a T1. This was an ISDN line. That's exactly what it was. Yeah.
Okay. ISDN is what we use for like radio broadcasts.
Correct. Remotes.
Yeah. Okay.
Like when I go to Portland,
yeah,
I'll be
it's
over.
ISDN.
It was like 128K dual channel ISDN line.
By the way, you can broadcast
so
to this
much
station
porn. Oh my God.
Oh, so much.
Oh,
I know.
My God.
How about waiting all day for something to download? Like,
yeah, on a 56K modem, you're like, you know what? This is why Playboy is
I
still
got
around.
3 days left for this porn and this bum fights video.
It's like a 35
bum fights
second
volume
yeah.
One. Yeah.
This 35
and,
second porn would take
and
all
one
night.
Scene, and I hope it's real, and I hope it's not just a virus.
All the message boards. It was not message boards. The it was like not even chat rooms. It was like some, I don't remember what it's called, but yeah,
forums.
I had,
probably
yes,
forums.
Like a forum yeah, type thing. Yeah. Newsreaders, newsrooms. It was the newsreaders.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's how you got all the good porn back in the day. But dude, on Napster with an ISDN line, I had literally every song on the planet.
Yeah, I started downloading like that, and I realized I don't know that I want to keep all this stuff.
Oh, I didn't even know what to do with it all. I just, yeah. So much music. But that was, man, that was the good old days. And now, though, it's not bad. Like, I do the Google Play, where you just pay like $10 a month, or the iTunes.
It's also really good to, but here's my one problem with that. There's so many songs that I can pick out any number of albums that I had through CD that, or even when I was younger, like in high school or whatever, where you keep listening to it. And the more you listen to it, the more this song, and then you like this song and this yes. song. And now when you can just download one or two, you know, you just downloaded whatever the hot song is or whatever song you hear on a commercial. Like sometimes I'll Shazam commercials or Netflix shows or whatever, where I hear music that's pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I got a pretty diverse group, diverse set of songs on my iTunes, because a lot of them you never heard of the people. And it's just like, oh, I really like that. What is that? And once it's also, I'll go look and then I'll listen to two or three or four other songs by that same artist, see what I like. So I might end up downloading two or three, but I never download their whole album. So there might be some other stuff that I would have liked if I would have kept listening. When I played a lot of PlayStation back in the day, used to get a DVD and or a CD rather, and you put it on play and you just start playing yep. Madden or whatever you were playing at that time, and you just let it roll.
Yeah.
And that's why you got your listens, and you got to where, yeah, I kind of like this track. I kind of like this track. The more you listen to it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's weird
that
like that.
I don't know that you still do that anymore, because you pick and choose so much of your music piece by piece.
And yeah, and you can be more so.
I don't know if you do.
No, you know, it's funny because you actually turned me onto a group a long time ago. Before I was even in radio, used to bump back to the Glitch Mob. I loved that song. And I had never heard of them.
Chris Soules turned me on to them.
Yeah, that was...
We saw Glitch Mob in Portland that first year I went.
Really?
First year I went, it was Halloween. It was a Halloween party. It was close to Halloween. So Glitch Mob was playing in Portland. And Portland's kind of crazy anyway. And we went for what was close enough to Halloween that everyone was dressed up there. And then it was heavy bass type stuff.
Yeah.
And... EDM/bass, and it was man, there was a lot of of girls dressed as like Pocahontas.
Oh,
I don't need that in my life. I don't need any problems in my life.
You need that temptation.
I'm just an old guy. I'm just like okay.
I'm too old for this.
Okay.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
Okay. I see you too. I'm just like man. I need to be out of here soon.
Yeah. All right, let's talk a little bit about the young group of quarterbacks that are out. It looks like all of them now.
Are we going to do sports?
Yeah, do you want to or no?
I don't care.
Well,
figured you got like 2 or 3 minutes.
I figured we're going to get yelled at if we don't.
No, no one's going to yell at us.
I mean, well, you don't know. We get texts every once in a while from people that yell at us. Yeah.
Okay. Well, are they in all caps?
No. But I just wanted yelling. I wanted to get your...
Let's talk on young quarterbacks. Go ahead.
I just wanted to get your thoughts on... Now that all of them are starting, are all of these quarterbacks for real? Because you see a group of quarterbacks, and you think, is this the new Brady, Breeze, Manning, Ben?
Uh-huh.
Is this young group that next?
Before the draft,
iteration?
People would ask me that, and I would say there is a potentially low floor on some of these guys. But I said this could be a really good class too. Like it's got potential. I had a pretty high grade on Sam Darnold. I thought Baker was a good player. I was worried about his size and how certain things would translate. But, I mean, he got off to a really quick start on Thursday, so we'll see. I mean, if you just watch that game, you think he's going to be an all-pro, but let's let it play out. Josh Rosen, I think he's got talent. I just wonder, you know, how he's going to handle being a leader over time. But I don't think, you know, that doesn't really have anything to do with what's going on right now. So I think he's got some talent, too. And then Lamar Jackson's going to take a little bit more time. Josh Allen had a way better game than I expected last. I thought it was going to be a disaster for him, and that was a real eye-opener. So we'll see how it goes. But I always felt like this team did have the potential to be, this class, a pretty good draft class. So we'll see if that's how it plays out.
Any one particular of those guys that stand out to you as like, of all of them, this is probably the guy that's going to not hold up his end of the bargain of making this a
great... worried about Lamar Jackson right now, but it's so early. If I had to pick one, I would pick Lamar Jackson, just because he really struggled in the preseason with a lot of the basic passing stuff that he had to do. So I think Lamar's going to take some time. They got to be patient. The good thing is they've got time because Joe Flacco was there, so they don't have to rush it. And I do also think that,
I'm not ready to buy completely into Josh Allen.
Let's
see how it plays out. He's a big arm guy and an athlete, but we'll see.
I didn't realize how good of an athlete he was. Now, I don't break down film like you. I watched him play. But when you start seeing him, some of these scrambles and then the hurdle, which obviously is not something you want to see him do, it surprised me.
No, size and athletic ability. I mean, there was some people made some comparisons to Cam Newton from a size and athletic ability coming out. I think it's maybe closer to Andrew Luck, who was also really athletic coming out too, but he's a big dude also.
That's what I think surprised me so much about it.
Yeah.
All right, well, man, I appreciate you filling in.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here. I enjoyed it. Had a good time. All right, that's it for us. Tomorrow, Joel will be back, so no fears. While the band will be back together. It was just a last-minute deal that popped up, but that's it. Up next is the Blitz. They're in studio, right? Or are they on location,
no,
Nick?
They're on location.
Where are they? Do we know? All right. Well, there you go then. We don't know, but they'll be on location. They're up next. This is Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy. To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.